Hello, everyone. Happy Monday and welcome to the Caffeine and Anxiety Podcast. I'm Jane.
And I'm Kristen, Jane's co-host.
How are you doing today, Christina? What is up? What is the tea?
I am doing really good today. You know what? Like, my week, I was just thriving. So that's
that. Were you? Why?
I don't know. I think it's because, like, we finished a really busy week the week before, so I had time. Like, I really invested in myself this week.
You did.
So I went to Spirit Spa. I got a deep tissue massage. Have you ever had a deep tissue massage?
Well, I feel like any massage I ever get, they, like, it's usually not for pleasure. It's for, like, sore muscles. So I feel like that's usually deep tissue, isn't it?
This was my first, like, it's called a knot again. Like, K-N-O-T. Okay. Like, era knot.
Ooh, familiar.
And it was wild. Like, I am still a little tender.
Yeah.
So he was like, okay, we'll just do like an overall like massage, like front and back. He was like, I could do your like neck, your face. I was like, okay, great. He only did my back because it was so knotted on my backside. Like that's like back of my legs, back of my arms, my like back as well. My butt or my glutes.
Yeah.
And he was like, after, he was like, yeah, we should like book in again. I'd really like to work on you again. He was like, you are so naughty, especially on the right side. Like he had to like put a hot towel on my right leg and like the right side of my back because there was some really, really bad knots. I didn't even realize. It's just like when you don't do it, you don't realize, you know what I mean?
I know. Imagine how much better you would feel if you're like, maybe you should do some like, get a foam roller and do some yoga or something, mobility stuff.
But I was telling him, I'm like, well, every time, remember I used to get you to like walk on my back? I was like, every time I get my friend to walk on my back, it does crack. And he was like, oh yeah, like, you are naughty. Naughty.
Yeah, did he say that was like bad for me to walk on your back, do you think?
He didn't say, but he was like, oh, yeah, it makes sense. After that, I went for, here, let me tell you. I want to be, like,
specific
accurate.
In what you.
Yeah.
Also, so, I feel like your back probably hurts because you have really big boobs, too. So I feel like that would not be great.
Oh, yeah, that probably does. Like, I never noticed, but I've lived with them, right? So why would I notice?
It probably just feels, like, normal to you.
Yeah. Okay. I was always thinking, like, I should get a reduction, but I think I'm going to wait till after if I have children. Because that's a big surgery.
Oh.
Yeah. So you would want to, because they fill up so big anyway when you're pregnant, right? So I'd get a little nip and tuck after pregnancy.
Ooh, wow, that would be nice. Yeah. Nice lift. I saw this girl on TikTok. She got a breast reduction and her boobs were literally like a triple K or something crazy.
Holy shit.
Yeah, she was doing that challenge where you like hold things under your boobs without your hands, you know?
I could probably do that.
And it was just wild. Yeah, you definitely could.
Okay.
I couldn't even, like, hold a pencil under my boobs. Like, God.
And it's crazy.
But like, bless up, honestly.
I've seen some girls on TikTok who've gotten reductions, and they look so much skinnier. It's, like, crazy how much heavier you look with big boobs. And people are like, I want big boobs. I'm like, you do not want big boobs. Like, you will look fatter.
No, 100%. Like, this girl, the TikTok girl that I was watching, they took, like, 4.5 pounds from each boob.
Mm-hmm. 4.5 pounds. I wouldn't be surprised if mine are like 10 pounds each.
Oh my God.
No, not 10 pounds.
How do you weigh them?
I don't know.
Could we like put a scale? Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put a scale on the counter and you're going to whip a titty on there and we'll see how much they weigh.
I've always wanted to weigh them. And it's just more just for the doctor to be like, my boobs are 50 pounds. I need them gone.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, sidetrack there. Okay, so I got a Stonecrop body contouring wrap. So you go into this room, it's like super dim. Oh, and the beds at Spirit, all of them, even the massage beds, are heated. So so nice. And obviously, like, it's state of the art. It's the one they just built in the Hydrostone. Well, they built it like 3 years ago. And then each body wrap room has its own waterfall shower, like steam shower. So you get your personal one in the room. Anyway, so Stonecrop Body Contouring Wrap. Buff away dull skin with a sugar salt scrub that prepares the skin for active nourishment. The wrap includes a contouring cream that smooths away bumps and blemishes. When I tell you,
wow,
my skin was like born again. It is so crazy. And then they wrap you in this like plastic cocoon basically, and it like soaks in all the cream. And
wow.
When you could also add on a facial to that for only $40. So,
which you did that, right?
Yeah, I got a facial. Like, my skin literally, I've washed it twice since then, and it's still so like moisturized.
Well, yeah, because Kristen sent me a snap of something totally unrelated to her skin. And then, like, I was like, what the? I didn't even pay attention to what you said. I was just like, your skin looks so good.
Glowing.
Yeah.
And then I got an add-on blowout because it was only $35 if you added it. Like, I'm the worst.
You're like, I'm saving money by adding the blowout. Exactly. And the facial.
The guy who did it, his name was Eduardo. He was new there, and he was just so fabulous, and we just, like, shot the shit the whole time. Yeah, and, yeah, it was so much fun. He had, like, really great stories.
Wow, a guy named Eduardo doing a blowout, yeah. Like, you know he's
and
fab.
He was my age. He just moved here from Montreal a week ago because I guess Montreal is so bad right now. They're like, they have a curfew at 8 p.m. every night.
Yes. Okay, pause. He must have moved here more than a week ago.
He said a week ago. Oh, no, maybe he started
there a
week ago, but he was like, this is my first job since moving back. Like, he just got this job. Okay.
Well, in Montreal, there's like the COVID, obviously there's the COVID, but their curfew, and like there was a huge riot like a week ago or something.
Yes, he was telling me that. He was like, there's riots. What did he say? He was saying that it was really bad. There was like riots because people didn't want to, they didn't like the curfew in place. And I was like, well, I mean, like, fuck, it sucks, but like, look where we're at right now in the world. We're like the second safest place in the world to New Zealand.
Knock on wood.
So,
God bless.
He was like, yeah, but people there don't understand. He was like, usually when it's like, so Ontario's in complete lockdown. He was like,
yeah,
it always happens. Like, Ontario, then it comes down the coast, Montreal, New Brunswick, and New Brunswick's not doing so good right now.
And then we're going to be like,
hey. Yeah. Like, you guys can stay out of here.
Yeah, seriously.
And then on Friday, anyways, all that was at Spirit Spa. I got a $100 gift card from my cousin. Shout out Nicole, Ryan, and Gavin for my birthday.
Shout out Gavin's mom.
Yeah. And then I got, I paid for the rest, but it really wasn't that expensive.
Okay. Say the whole grand total. Like, what would it be if someone wanted to go do that?
So for an hour massage, an hour body wrap, and you get like the steam shower, facial and a blowout, it came to like $320. And I had a $100 gift card, so it was $220.
And how long were you there for, do you think?
I was there from 2 o'clock until 6 o'clock. So
wow, what a day at the spa. That's fabulous.
It's so fabulous. And the fact that like my skin is still like so glowy and moisturized, and like I've showered, I've washed it, and it's still like that. Like, invest in your skin, because you don't get like an extra skin in life. That's all I have to say.
No, it's so true. And like, I was just watching, so this influencer that I really like, JC Marie.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of her?
No.
She's from the What We Said podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But she's also like an influencer, like a YouTuber girl. And she was just saying, like, talking about when you make money and like you just want to spend it all, she was like, don't buy like shitty things, like invest in yourself first.
Yes.
And I was just like, wow, that is so true. I know.
Yeah, like, don't buy junk off Amazon like I do.
Yeah, literally. And she was like, yeah, quantity over quality, which is
the other day I was like,
but
I was on there, I needed one set of earring backings because I always lose them. And I have these gold earrings that I wear all the time. They're like little hoops. And I was like, it was like 1,200 earring backings for $5.99. I was like, wow, what a deal. I need that.
So crazy.
That's the drunk I don't need.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Friday, more investing in myself. I got my Botox. It's not kicked in. It's like starting to. I can feel it. I haven't gotten it in a year because when I had my, I got it right after we got back from Mexico last year. Then you usually wait 3 months. And then that was the pandemic. It was March or April. So, and then we weren't really getting paid that much in the summer. So I was like, maybe I should take a Botox break because like spending that much money on Botox when I hardly have any. Anyway, yeah, I'm back smart. In the game, baby. I'm feeling good.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like,
that is
so
like
happy.
So nice.
So how's your skin after your Botox?
Okay. My forehead is frozen as fuck. Watch.
Yeah. I love it. Wow. And you used to have like wrinkles.
I know.
Wow. That's so satisfying.
I know. So I go for my like checkup or follow-up appointment on Wednesday. So a couple days. And I'm sure she's going to be so proud of how well my forehead's doing, you know?
I don't think you need any more, do you?
Definitely not. No. And at first I was like kind of worried about my like crow's feet, but that was just me being dramatic. Like I don't really, especially now with my like Botox in my forehead, I feel like the crow's feet isn't bad anyways.
Yeah, and it's so funny, you know, because I feel like I told you this before. I was like, there's a point in your Botox journey where you look in the mirror and you're like, I look good. Do you know what
like,
I mean?
I feel like my forehead is so beautiful. Like,
yeah, my new
I'm
forehead.
Obsessed with my forehead.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And it's
I have
funny because, like,
forehead.
Nobody else notices, but we totally notice.
I know. And I honestly wouldn't even care if everyone else was like, Jane, like, you can't even tell a difference. I would be like, but I can tell a difference and I feel better. Therefore, I'm more confident.
Preventative, too. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So. I'm just loving life and thriving with my new forehead.
Yeah. So will you keep up with the Botox?
100%.
Yeah, it's like, that's my thing. I'm like...
Because then it would just be a waste of money.
Yeah, my dad was like, you don't need it. I'm like, no one needs it. I want it.
Like, yeah, exactly.
He's like, you don't look... I'm like, it doesn't really even make you look bad. I'm in it for the preventative measures for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely, like, obviously I didn't like my little, like, lines on my forehead, but truly it's not a huge deal, but the big deal to me is the preventativeness of it, and then I started doing this thing, so you know how, like, sun damage is, like, so bad for you, especially if you want to have nice, non-wrinkly skin. I bought this Neutrogena spray sunscreen, and I leave it on the table right by my door, so anytime I walk outside, even if it's, like, gray and gloomy like today,
you put it
I'll, like,
on.
Spray my face, and sometimes
that's
I'll do my
hands.
That's a
good idea. To put it like right by the door.
And then
go ahead.
Sorry. Whenever I do that, Nick is like, you are literally crazy, and I'm gonna be like, yeah, but I'll be crazy but no wrinkles.
You're supposed to wear SPF every day.
I know,
and I only do it when I think about it. Do you know what I mean?
And it's just crazy. Like, when this was like almost a month ago now, Nick and I went out biking and it was like freezing cold out, and we came home and both of our faces were burnt. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you think because it's like, oh, it's cold, like it's not hot out, how can you get a sunburn?
Those UV
you
rays.
Can still get sunburn. Yeah, they're strong, man.
They're so strong. So how was your week? How was your anxiety?
My week was good. I'm just starting to, I feel like every time
what
we do this.
What were you
this,
doing at the campground?
So today I went up to the campground to help the lady who like owns it. I say the lady.
Kara?
Well, she is a lady, I guess. Kara, the woman who owns it with
co-owns,
my dad.
Co-owns,
yeah. So I was just helping with some things up there, just with like the systems. And
how's it feel to be back?
When I walked in, I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
So for our listeners, during COVID, Jane worked at her dad's campground.
Yeah, so I was the manager. I like to, I'm a self-proclaimed manager.
It was
of
so
the
funny
storefront.
You were so into it. You were like, this person isn't doing the work. And
no, like, I would like work with people.
The
and if
entrepreneur
they weren't good workers,
and you were like, really went there.
Because I'm like such a hard worker, and I, especially because it's like a family-owned business, I wanted to like make it nice and like good.
Yeah.
And there's just nothing worse than when you're working with someone and like they don't, you know, when you like worked at Tim Hortons or whatever, and like you would, I don't know, leave some I don't even know how to describe it. Like, say if someone was supposed to do shit and then they left it and didn't do it, and then you had to like do it because they didn't do their job.
I was probably the leaver. I was just young and like just working with my friends.
Yeah, I was just like, anyways, but it was a good experience. Dealing with some of the campers was like, so stressful sometimes.
Oh, like people one time, just like prepare. Oh, you mean in the summer? I thought you meant today. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
No, I didn't really like communicate with anyone other than Kara today, which was so nice, and my dad.
Yeah.
Anyways, but so there was this one time that I was working at the campground, and this was like probably like only a couple weeks in, and I was just like, honestly, at first I was not loving it. I was like, I feel like I'm 16 years old again, like having that summer job. Anyways, but this man came in. So I guess you're not supposed to charge people for you're supposed to charge visitors. However, if they're seasonal camper, if their parents come, like you don't charge their parents. But how the fuck am I supposed to know like whose parents? Like, I don't know anyone in the campground, and there's so many campers.
Sense to charge anyone who isn't a seasonal.
Yeah, and a visitor's charge is literally $2.50 a person.
Yeah.
Anyways.
If you can't afford that, maybe you shouldn't be visiting the campground.
I know, literally. Anyways, so then, so this guy, the seasonal camper who's been there for like years and years and years, I have no fucking idea who he is. Like, why would I? Anyways, his parents came into the store and they... I was just like, oh, okay, like, here's these COVID forms for you to fill out, and, like, it'll be $5 for the two of you. And they're like, oh, okay, they don't say anything. I'm like, okay, cool. Anyways, and then about, like, a couple hours later, I'm, like, closing, and literally I'm, like, counting the till, whatever. This guy, like, bangs on the door, and I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm, like, in there by myself. The lights are off because I'm just, like, counting.
Yeah.
Anyways, I go out and he goes, you charged my parents? My parents. I've been here for like X amount of years, blah, blah, blah. Literally freaking out at me.
For and I'm $5. Like, oh, I'm
over $5. And I was I'm sorry. Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just like here helping out my dad. And then as soon as I said like, and I was like, oh, do you want me to call my dad Dale like and get him? And he was like, oh, like maybe they changed the, and then he was so fucking nice to me. And I'm like, you are such an ass, because if I was just like
a random worker,
yeah, he would still continue to yell at me. And I was actually like shaking, like I almost started crying because I'm just too sensitive for that stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I have a lot of stories about the campground, but that's just one of them. And anyways, so back to today. Today was fine. It was great.
You didn't have to deal with campers today.
No, I didn't have to deal with anyone. So that was great. And then what did I do this week? This week, I just found myself getting like slight anxiety. I feel like I do this thing where in my head. So say we like have the day off from work. Yeah. We're just doing emails. I'll like be out somewhere and then I'll think of like all the little things that I need to do. And then it's almost like I need to stop in that instant and like do them, or I'll just have really bad anxiety. Like, yeah. I'll give you the weirdest example. Like, so you know how I do those Square fundraisers?
Yeah.
So my cousin was doing a Square fundraiser on Facebook for something. Yeah. And I was just like, that was like a couple days ago. And I was in my mind, I was like, oh, I should buy one of those, because like her mom bought one of my squares when I was doing it. And then I would just be like in the car and I'd be like, oh my God, I need to go buy one of her squares. And then I'll be like, oh my God, I need to go email this person back for the campground. And then I'll be like, oh my God, I need to do this. And it's like, I just like on it. I don't know. It's, do you know what does that make sense? Like, I'll just be out and about. Like, say I wasn't at the mall, but
you're
say I'm at the mall.
Bridges before you get there, basically.
Yes. Yeah. And like, it just really kind of sends me into a mini spiral. And I'm just like, I need to. So then I'll open up my notes app and write everything I need to do down. And then I'll be like,
too. I love a good note, or like a physical sticky note. I do that at the office a lot. I love like writing it down and then like crumpling it up and putting it in the garbage.
I know. Do you know what else felt really good today at the campground that we were doing?
What?
We were just like throwing out paperwork from like 2018.
Oh my God.
And it just felt so good.
Yeah, that would feel so good.
The front store is just like an old building, so it gets really dirty easily and just like super cluttered.
Yeah.
So we were just like going through shit and like, throw this out. Yeah, campground vibes only. Anyways, but I hope that tangent made sense about my anxiety and just like randomly thinking of little things. Yeah. Okay, good.
I used to do that too. But yeah, just like one task at a time, like just deal with what's happening in the moment. That's what I always try to tell myself.
I know.
After I spiral.
And it's like, it's not, yeah, it's not even like it matters that, oh, I need to respond to this email like right now. It's like, yeah. No, they can wait. Like,
did you they're turn not off,
waiting on my email.
Did you turn off your email notifications?
Or do I don't they think pop? So, no.
You should turn it off. So...
yeah.
I am nowhere near as stressed about our inbox anymore because
that's good.
Because I do it on my time. Like, I do make sure to check in throughout the day. So, like, yeah. I'll, if I'm just like sitting in the living room having a coffee, I'll like go to my email and scroll through it or email.
Yeah.
Like, highly recommend because it's, I feel like it's like when it comes in, that's when the trigger goes off where you're like, oh my God, I need to like look at this right now. Do you know what
You're
I mean?
You're so right. Yeah, that's so true. Did you notice how our inbox was more organized?
No, but did you organize it?
I like, well, I just, there was a bunch of shit that had to go in the file folders. And one day I just like sat there and I just dragged everything over and it felt so nice afterwards.
Well, thank you on behalf of Aeronaut.
Yeah, Aeronaut, you're welcome.
I usually leave the organizing for you because you know the system and I just don't.
I know. And I like slacked for a couple days and then I looked at it and I was like, almost had a heart attack. Yeah. I was like, holy shit.
It's weird. Like, I'll like star things to like go back to. Like, the starring system is my favorite. Like, oh.
Sorry, I just had a burp. I had a A&W Mama Burger and onion rings on my way home.
Yum. A&W is so good. So I haven't good. Had it in so long.
Yeah, because I only ate breakfast and then I was up in Shubenacadie from like 11:30 to like 3:30 and I didn't eat anything. And there's an A&W and I was just like at the campground like dreaming of a burger from there.
And their onion
rings
are
good. But it's so weird. Yeah, their onion rings are good, but I literally had like three onion rings and then my stomach started to hurt. And you know, after you eat like
shitty
food.
Because you're not used to it, yeah.
Yeah, but honestly,
just
whatever.
Just need to be tolerant. Just eat it more.
Yeah. So oh, speaking of that, I had a couple potato wedges the other day.
And how did you do?
I'm like only your on, face. Wait, was that yesterday or 2 days ago? I think it was 2 days ago because I'm waiting for 3 days to see if anything's different in my body because I think I'm going to be able to eat potatoes again because I think the reason why my face was so messed up from my allergies was because I was eating like so many things that I'm allergic to.
Yeah.
So if I cut out all that except for potatoes, maybe I'll be okay.
Or just introduce it like in little increments, like don't eat potatoes every day. Do you know what I mean?
No, I'm going to start out. So this week I had it on like Thursday or Friday or something. So I think I'll only do it once a week and in small portions
well,
and just see how I do.
The next one you do has to be the Birch and Anchor ones.
I know. I was thinking about those home fries.
They're so good. So
anyways, I just like potatoes are so freaking delicious and I'm very excited about my new life of potentially being able to have potatoes.
Gosh. Do you want a poutine? Because like... those are so good.
I was literally dreaming about a poutine. So in Shubenacadie, like, wait, not on in Shubenacadie, but like between Shuby and my house.
Yeah.
There's like habaneros and cheese curds and stuff. And I was like, oh, imagine a poutine right now. But that would be way too crazy for me right now.
Yeah, you would go into a spin.
I would.
Okay, so I wanted to tell you about my ghost experience.
Okay. You saw a ghost or felt a ghost or what?
There was definitely a ghost. Like, I always thought in this house, like, I feel what makes me feel better about ghosts is I'm like, ghosts are like watching over you and protecting you. Like, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Unless you move into like a super duper centuries old house where something fucked happened, which just isn't
the case.
Then
it would be scary.
Which just
like your family lived there. So like it would have to be
my grandmother. Like when my dad was, I feel like he was 10 or 12. Anyway, like he was like a little bit older, built this house like from scratch before like this subdivision was a thing. It was in like the 70s. Anyway, so. But I always see when my dog's in my room, she always looks up into one corner of the wall.
Ooh, dogs, no.
Dogs, no. And I'm always like, oh, that's probably a ghost. Sorry, I have a kernel in my mouth.
Ew.
Like a popcorn kernel. So she always looks up into one corner, and I always find it weird because she's like quite blind. So she must see shadows or something.
And she just or like looks, light or something.
Yeah. And I'm always like, okay, that's weird because I didn't see anything. But anyway, so there's this app that I keep seeing on TikTok called Ghost Tube.
Okay.
You can like search the hashtag. So what it is, it works off of like frequency, like you know how, and also like heat. So you know your iPhone will shut off if it's too hot.
Yeah.
And it can feel the temperature of your face against it. So that's what it does. And then you have to calibrate it. So whenever I'm in the app and I put it near any electronic, it's so weird. It like calibrates so it knows.
That it's like next to an electronic kind of thing?
So okay. I was like, oh, like weird. Like at first I'm like, this is bogus. Because I really think you have to be really in tune to speak with like spirits or hear them.
Definitely.
Like it's an art form for sure. And anyway, so what it does is when it picks up the frequencies, it could maybe pick up a frequency once every 3 hours. When it does, it generates a word like from the frequency. So it only comes out in words. So there'll be like a list of just like single words or like little phrases. So I'm still recording, right? Okay. Okay, I'm just going to go. So... And it, like, says it out loud, and you're like, oh.
Wait, is it, like, but why does it put the frequency into a word? Is that, like, what the ghost is trying to say to you or something?
Can you see this? See, like, there's, like, words.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, Anna.
Let me get there. So, the first word I get.
Oh, my God, I'm so scared.
At 10:53 is flashlight. And I'm like, this is just bogus. It's just going to be, like, random words, right?
Yeah.
The second word I get is hot. And I'm like, then I was like, this is really stupid. That was at 10:58. At 11:02, I get, I see you. And then I was like,
shut the fuck up. Oh my God.
Oh, fuck. My thing's going to die. Classic.
Classic, Christina. You know, when you're younger and you're scared of things like under the couch or under the bed, I just tucked my feet up as soon as you said, I see you. I'm like, oh my God, I'm scared.
Even like till this day, even like no ghosts or not, I still put, I always make sure that my feet are tucked in my bed.
Yes. I don't need a ghost dragging me out of bed. I feel like when you're under the covers, it's like protecting you, you know?
This happens every podcast.
I know. We should really just, like, you should plug your computer in. Yeah.
Don't tell me what to do.
I'm trying to think of someone in your family who's named Anna, and I just feel like there is. Is that, well, like, your grandmother's name or something?
Just wait for the story.
Okay. I'm just impatient. You're taking so long.
Sorry. I know. When it happens, I message you right away. I'm like, oh, my God. I even, like, okay. I'm getting there. Okay, hold on. Okay. So, I get the word at 11:02, I see you. And then I was like, okay, this is bullshit. Like,
is this AM or PM?
PM.
Okay. That's scary.
Yeah, and I did it today, and it wasn't as good as last night. They say between the hours of 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. are the best times to do it, but I ain't fucking with that.
No, I swear to God, anytime I have to, like, get up in the middle of the night and pee, and it's, like, between like 3 and 5, usually I'm like, oh my God, fuck, like this is the devil's hours. Yeah, literally, that's what I think.
So at that point I was like, this is bullshit. Like, yeah, you see me. Oh, like, what does hot and flashlight mean? Like, you're supposed to like correlate it with like what it could be. Anyway, at 11:08 it says Anna. I fucking died. That is my grandmother's name.
Yes. Okay. I thought that.
My grandmother who built this house, she's in the hospital in Northwood.
Shut the fuck up. Oh.
She's in Northwood right now with dementia. There is, my middle name is Anna Marie. there is literally nothing online that I've signed up for with my middle name. Even my online baking is just Kristen Brown. Like, I never use my middle name for anything. So, because at first I was thinking all the reasons why it could come up Anna. And I was like, okay, maybe it like went into like there was just no reason. I literally don't have my middle name anywhere. I don't
maybe use the ghost listened to the podcast episode where I thought your middle name was Margaret.
Maybe.
And, oh my anyways, god, that is so messed up.
That
holy shit.
Shook me to my core. I called my brother and I was like, can you come in? He was at home on break and he was like, no, I'm going to work back to work. And I was like, I told him, and then I was like, it's a friendly ghost, right? He was like, if you be nice to the ghost, it'll be nice to you. And I was like, okay.
That is so right. Honestly,
yeah.
Like,
he was like, don't worry. If you're nice to the ghost, it'll be nice to you. But yeah, when I tell you my heart, Jane, how?
I can't.
How is it that name that came up?
Oh my God.
And
I'm like,
I literally opened my door, turned on the hallway light. I got my sage. I turned on my bedroom light. I started to burn the sage. I opened my bedroom door so all the spirits could go. And my dad came out. He was like, why is the hallway light on? And I was like, I told him, and he was just like laughing basically. But I told him the Anna thing, and he looked a little like shook. And then he was like, okay, like, yeah, I don't want to hear anymore. And
yeah.
And then
I just like, I love this shit so much.
It's so fucked. And it really scared me. But then when I thought about it, I was like, I kind of had to like switch my brain. And I was like, no, like, spirits, if they're around you, they're there to protect you. Like, if there's
100%.
You know what I mean? Or they have something to say to you. So I was like pretty shook. Anyways, so then.
Did it say anything else after?
Yeah. So, flush. Okay, then at 11:27, I get the word. This is like a half hour later. I get the word murdered.
Shut the fuck up. That's not true. That is not true.
So I got the word murdered. I don't know if you can see it. Do you see it?
Murdered Anna. Oh my God, I can't.
So then, just make sure I'm recording here. So then, I don't know if I ever told you this. So my grandfather, which would be my dad's father, my grandmother Anna and him, they divorced, I think, like a lot, like the four kids were like young, and but he like still stuck around. He had a lot of mental health issues, so like at the time they didn't really know like how to deal with that. They gave him a lobotomy. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's when they put like a hole into your brain to like, and I think maybe he would, I don't exactly know, so I don't want to like speculate, but I want to say it was like along the lines of like maybe schizophrenia or something. But he was still like in their lives, and like they would keep touching, like the kids would like go visit and he would like come pick them up or whatever. So anyway, when he died, my dad was I think like 15.
And sorry, this is your dad's?
My dad's dad.
Dad?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
So he was 15, my dad. Anyway, they found him, my dad's dad, his name's Lloyd, in a hotel room in Truro, and they said he had a heart attack. It was like natural causes. But in the police file or something, like my Aunt Jean, which would be my dad's aunt and my dad's dad's sister, said that he was seen going into that hotel room with two men, but he was found alone. And my Aunt Jean thinks that he was murdered.
Wow.
But at the time, there just wasn't resources. They were just like, oh, it was a heart attack. Like, they didn't care back then.
Yeah.
But it's weird because now if in the file it would say, oh, he was seen going in with two men, then he wakes up the next day dead and he's alone.
Yeah, that makes no sense. So this is basically Lloyd being like, yep, Kristen, I was murdered.
Well,
confirmed.
That, and like maybe it confirmed that he is the spirit. So I asked my dad, was like, has he ever been here? And he was like, oh, he might have been. Like, so this house caught on fire and burnt to the ground. This was like, and then was rebuilt. But when they were still living here, so they lived in the house, caught on fire, then like they lived in the new one as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was like, yeah, I think he, like, if he was here, like, he would have been, like, here, like, picking us up or something. And anyway, so then I get, it goes on, I get, what is your name, at 11:29. And I just was like, Kristen, to myself. And then I get, at 11:30, I get the word cable, which I automatically associated with my dad. My dad watches TV all day, all night. He is like a current affairs junkie, like loves the news. Yeah. If like the cable goes out, he is ripping. He calls Eastlink on, he has them on speed dial. Like, this guy thrives off of cable. Okay.
Oh my, like, God. Yep.
So much so, like, he'll watch the news all night and he'll fall asleep to it, that my mom and him, like, now have separate rooms just for the fact that, like, she doesn't want to listen to TV all night.
Oh my God. So,
anyway, so cable, so I kind of associated it with my dad. Then I got, like, words that didn't really make sense. And then at 11:47, I got, I'm lost. And I didn't really know what that meant. But then at 11:52, I got the word fire.
Oh, my God.
And this house caught on fire after he died.
Oh, my God. Like, okay. And then at 11:57, I literally can't.
Then at 11:57, I got the word father.
Oh my God. Okay. Literally, bitch, shut the fuck up. And then, holy shit.
I got the word.
Maybe I'm being like overreacting, but like
or at 12:02, I got the word stressed. Then 2 minutes later, I got the word blessed. I say blessed all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, I say blessed to my mom. Some days I'll just go to my mom and I'll be like, we are so blessed. Like, some days I just think to myself, like, we have a roof over our head. We have jobs. We have food on the table. Like, I always say we're blessed. We're blessed. Like, when things are going awry, like, just think, like, we're blessed.
Yes.
But then the, so where it said, like, fire, father, stress, I think, so during the fire, my dad actually got from, like, the Prime Minister a Medal of Bravery because he saved.
Oh my God, what the heck?
So when this house caught on fire, my dad woke up and my uncle Stevie was in the room I'm in, and he jumped out the window. Stevie did. My dad went downstairs and found so my grandmother Anna and my uncle Jamie were away on a camping trip, and then my dad went downstairs. There was a basement apartment down there at the time, and my uncle's friends were down there, and my dad went to the back room, and one of his friends was passed out from the smoke, and it was like smoke everywhere, so he put him over his shoulder, and then the house was like on fire. And then he saw another one of my uncle's friends, like on the stairs or something. He must have passed out from smoke inhalation trying to get out. And my dad realized, like, I can't make two trips. Like, the house was like donezo. So he put one of my uncle's friends on one shoulder, picked up the other one, put it on the other shoulder. I guess you just get an adrenaline in that moment.
You get like so strong. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he brought them to the top of the stairs. He got a recliner because he couldn't get out of the door. So I don't know if it like melted or something happened. He put a recliner over himself and plowed it through the door and saved the two people who were passed out. Anyway.
And, like, how old would your dad have been,
do you think? He was young. I feel like he was, like, 22 or 23.
Yeah.
So, where it says fire, father, stress, bless, I think that what that means is that, like, my dad's dad was, like, watching them.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
And he was with them in that moment saying, like, okay, we're going to, like, get out of here. And I think that's why he's here. Like, I think his spirit was like watching over when the fire happened, and then he just stayed. And I think,
and now he's just like making sure you guys are okay too.
That's what I think. Anyways,
well, Lloyd is the real MVP.
I know. And it's just so sad because like he obviously had a lot of mental health issues, but I feel like when you go into the spiritual realm, you're free of your burdens. which that would have been a burden, especially during the time, because I didn't know how to deal with mental health. Like, now it's so sad to think all he would have had to do is been medicated properly and he'd be fine. But anyway,
I know, I couldn't imagine like being back then, like having the issues that are so common today.
We're gonna drill a hole in your brain because you're not feeling yourself.
Yeah, that makes sense. But, okay, I freaking love stories like this. Okay, if anyone listening has crazy, like, ghost stories, please DM us and we'll read them. Like, I just love stuff like that. I love, like, scaring myself a little, you know?
Isn't it fucked, though?
Okay, I kind of... What's the app called?
It's like, called GhostTube. So when you first get it, you have to calibrate it by, like, putting it near an electronic. So... that's when it makes that like crazy sound. So yeah, like you'll just put it, say like near your laptop and it'll make a noise. That means it's calibrated. Then you just literally leave the app open. You have to put it in your location settings because it goes by like northeast, west, south. But yeah, and like it'll log 15 words. I think it's like $12 a year to log 50 words each time. So I might actually do that. This afternoon I put it on and it was like I was getting really weird readings and I feel like it was inaccurate just because like during the day there's so much going on. I was getting like names that I didn't know. Jessica, Jennifer, Thomas, Joyce. And I think it's because my window was open and I could like hear people all around, like the neighbors and stuff.
Yeah.
Like I think I'm getting like frequencies from other people, but late at night when it was quiet – and it was like just me and Lloyd.
Besties. So,
like your house would be really easy because like you don't hear much from people.
Yeah.
You might get ghosts for either like Nick or probably not Nick though, because your house is more of like a family house from the Nicholsons. But or from
No, not this one isn't.
No.
This one. No, it's true. Well, my grandmother lives downstairs and then like
that's
my
what
mom
I mean.
And dad and I used to. Okay. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm like kind of scared though. Like what if I get too scared?
I got so scared when it said Anna because I was like not believing it. And then when it said that, I'm like, how? Like I literally was shook. And then I was like a believer. Anyway, so I think that I just put that together. I don't know if that's true, but it's just weird. Like the word fire, father, murdered, all corrigate to the same.
He
was married to Anna. This is Anna's house.
That makes too much sense.
Yeah.
And the fire was there. Like that is so freaking insane.
It's insane. Like you should do it. At least you have Nick around. I was like, Dad, are you there?
Yeah, you're right. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna do it tonight, I think.
Okay, make sure you like tell me. But you might get words that might not make sense to you, but it might make sense to your grandmother. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Oh my God, I bet you would be into that, honestly.
Yeah. So like there's some words that I like wanted to like go to my dad and be like, does this make sense? Anyways, I told my dad about my theory and he was like, yeah, like that makes sense.
So crazy. Is he a believer?
Yeah. He, like, last night when I told him the Anna thing, it looked like he got a little shook. And he, like, didn't look me in the eye. And then he was like, okay, that's enough. That's scary.
Oh, my God. So crazy. And so at my – when I used to live with my mom, like, at that other house, I often would, like, feel ghosts. And I would tell my mom about it. You know when you can just feel someone, like, someone's presence in the room? I would tell her about it, and she would just be like – she never felt it, but she was always just like, you know, like, they're good ghosts now. Like, they would have harmed us or scared us by now. Like, if
– I feel like if your intentions with ghosts are good, like – thanks for visiting. Okay. But like, I also heard you can say like, okay, it's time to leave now. Do you know what I mean? But I'm kind of into Lloyd's presence if he's protecting us. You know what I mean?
I know,
I wouldn't
I'm pretty
be
sure
here
there's like,
if he didn't protect that day.
You're right. I'm pretty sure there's supposed to be, like saying that I'm going to type this in, saying to get ghost
to peace the fuck out.
Leave. Supernatural cleaning methods, how to remove a ghost.
And sage. You have sage.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so it says bourbon sage in every room, so correct. Tell those ghosts to get lost and then ignore them. Stand in the place where they are active and say, you're not welcome here. Yeah. Then don't bring attention to them. This means no sense of, no something, or Ouija board parties. Okay, people who do Ouija boards, dumb.
Yeah, we've talked about this on our pod. Like, we don't want to invite spirits we don't know in here. Like, we only want the spirits who are protecting us and who know us and are connected to us.
No.
Like, we all only want the good vibe Ouija board spirits can peace get out of here. You aren't wanted that, here. Leave.
Yeah. Anyways, that's just like, I can't believe you had that experience. How freaking crazy.
That was my first, like, paranormal, felt real experience. And I turned on all the lights. It's that when I made the switch to, like, oh, because what it was a TikTok. It was this woman. She was on Ghost Tube, and her husband had died in their house. And there's every night or every day at 11:11, they would say, I love you. And it'd be like a contest, like, I love you, whoever says it first. And if they were together, and she was crying because one of the words was the number 11. And then one of the words was across from you. And where she was sitting across from her is where he died in the house. But the title of the TikTok was like, how I know that my husband is still watching over us. And I was like, okay, like, if you think about it as like people watching over you.
Yeah.
Then like that, when I made that, I could go to sleep.
Anyway, so that was, well, I actually got goosebumps a lot there.
So are you going to try it tonight and keep us updated for the next podcast?
Yes, I will. Oh my God. Okay. Yes. As long as Nick is with me, I'm good.
Yeah. And just like leave it on your nightstand. Yeah. Make sure you calibrate. It shows, it gives like a how-to video at the start when you download perfect. It. But I think I'm going to try it. Like, I really want to try it at the house my mom grew up in, the farmhouse.
Oh my gosh. There's definitely some shit in there.
Yeah. Because that house was, it was like, it goes back like a long ass time. Like, my grandmother's family lived there for ever. Like, probably, I want to say like 1800s, 1800s. Yeah. And they would be good ghosts. They're all like,
yeah,
Catholic.
And now, if you're church. Catholic, that makes you a good person. Yeah.
You know, they're church God fearing people. Yeah. So that would be interesting. But yeah, I bet your house might have some shit in it.
I know. I would think Never so. But know. I hope it's like my family or something. Because yeah. Like other people lived here. So
don't do it in the dark.
We'll see. What do you mean?
Well, like, I didn't do it when it was dark. I just had all the lights on.
Oh, gotcha. But, like, you did it at night, though, right?
I did at night, yeah. It was, like,
okay.
Almost 12 o'clock. But when I messaged you, I was like, holy shit.
Was that when you just got the Anna message?
Yeah. I was like, I need to tell you this. You were probably like, okay.
I'm glad you waited till the podcast, because that's just...
I know, I'm excited to like rehear the story.
But I know.
Yeah, it's just so crazy. Anyway, so yeah.
That is so... I can't even get over that.
I know, it's fucked up. Anything else you want to talk about before we hit the road?
Yeah. I actually have like a big list, kind of. But let's just try and like bang these out, because they're just like little...
Because yeah, we're running... Things that we're at 50 minutes.
Oh my God. Okay. So speed round.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, so our Kristen and I's talking points, like literally throughout the week, I'll just think of something that I want to talk about. And then I write it in my notes.
Me too.
And then I just have it out. So one thing I want to talk about quickly, I'm just going to like bang these out quick. So I sent you a Snapchat and my two friends a Snapchat of me walking on my treadmill. Yes. And I was like, walking on my treadmill so I don't get raped, smiley face. And then one of my friends, Taylor, she was like, oh my God, the government should have government-funded treadmills for women.
Yes.
So you can go on walks and feel safe. And I just thought that was such a good idea that I just wanted to bring up
and put it out there. I second that. I think that is such a good idea. But it's the fucking government. They'll be like, well, I know. Let's look at the data. Like, shut the fuck up. I don't care if, like, two rapes happen versus, like, 200. I'm still scared when I walk by myself.
I know. Like, I would never take Priscilla out for a walk now by myself. But yeah. Anyways, okay, next thing. I wanted to talk about the term basic.
Okay.
So when you think of the term basic, what do you think of?
Us. I don't know. Just basic, like, goes with the trends. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's like, oh, everyone's listening to Olivia Rodrigo right now and they're wearing mom jeans with, do you know what I mean? Like, whatever.
Yes, exactly.
Like, basic.
I feel like that's what most people think of.
Yeah.
And when you think of basic, do you think of a man or a woman?
A woman.
Obviously, like, that's what everyone thinks of. But it pisses me off because, like, just because women like a specific thing,
totally,
like the mom jeans, like, men are always like, oh, that's so basic. It's like, okay, Kyle, who likes to golf and play hockey, like, you're fucking basic.
Also,
do you know what I mean?
Guys are the, not to like do a gender war, start a gender war here, but like, guys are really basic. Like, they really go with trends. Like, I see more originality in women than men.
And I know,
like,
and it just
style
really pisses
and
me
personal
off.
Preference. Like, guys are, oh, I'm gonna wear jeans with this V-neck tee, and do you know what I mean? It's like,
yes, and like, but if a girl wears like UGG boots and Lulus, it's like, oh, that's fucking basic. But if a guy wears like, I don't know, white Nike Air Forces and like joggers, that's not basic. But it's like, it's the same fucking thing. Anyway, so if you like something,
yeah,
don't be like, oh, like, that's so basic, like, who cares? Everyone likes it.
That's a standard society holds women to anyway, over everything.
Yeah.
It's like, women are more judged for things like that than men anyway, with everything. What, like, our jobs, the way our hair looks, the cars we drive, the people we surround ourselves with, the music we listen to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
The phones we have, like, you never hear that. I mean, I'm sure you do. Some people do, but, like, I never associate those things with men.
Maybe I know. It's so weird. Like, when I think of basic, I think of, like, this girl with some Starbucks and Uggs. And it's like, I had Starbucks this morning and I own Uggs.
Oh,
and
my
you know
God.
What? Whatever.
Sorry,
I love
this
it.
Is going to be basic, but did you get the Very Berry hibiscus with coconut milk?
That's what
milk?
I fucking got this morning.
Isn't it good?
Because of you. It's pretty good. But I like.
It's just
I like
so,
coffee drinks better, I think.
Yeah. I got it when I was on my way to the spa and it was sunny out and it was in the Ooh. Afternoon. I try not to fuck with caffeine in the afternoon because it keeps me up all night. But
yeah,
it was like so creamy and yummy. And
I think my
fresh.
Issue was today's a rainy day and I shouldn't have gotten it on a rainy day.
You need a warm drink.
Okay, next thing on my list. COVID social anxiety.
Okay, go for it.
So I just feel like we're so used to only having our small groups of people and not really seeing a lot of people. And then when you go into things where you actually have to like talk to people that you haven't seen in a while, it gets so awkward and you're just like, how do I even communicate with people? And it just like,
what
do you
mean?
Know what I mean?
Just, no.
Like, if you're at a big gathering and it's just like, am I oversharing? Did I say something that I shouldn't have? Like, you just overthink your interactions with people that like aren't your best friends.
Yeah. Do you find like right now, it's just such a weird time. Like, it's like really good in Nova Scotia right now, but like, I forgot that there was like a limit on gatherings. And then I saw in the news yesterday, it was like a girl in Halifax got issued a $1,000 ticket for having more than 10 people in her house. And I was
so
like,
so crazy.
I even forgot that was like happening. Maybe she did too. Do you
know
what I
mean? Honestly.
It's like, we are still in a pandemic. Oh yeah. Like, it's just so like,
I know. Cause it's just been so freaking long.
It's been so weird to navigate COVID. Like,
so weird.
The ups and downs. It's just like, what?
COVID has just made me like so lazy. Like, I'll work for like 3 hours and be like, wow, I'm exhausted.
Oh yeah, like when we have an opportunity to have a day off, I'm like, work from home today. But I mean,
no,
like,
I know.
There's no sense of us going in and sitting there and doing emails and just sitting there. That's a waste of gas.
I know.
It's really
seriously.
Good for the environment that we stay home.
Yeah. You're welcome, the world. Like,
so Nicole, my cousin, who just moved here from Ottawa. Don't worry, she quarantined. It's her and her family. They moved into my place, so I moved with my parents just until they bought a house. They did buy a house, but it doesn't close till like the middle of June or middle of May, but they're doing, anyways, that's besides the point. they have the sweetest little boy named Gavin, who I've talked about on this podcast before. I think he's 14 or 15 months. They took him to swimming lessons on Thursday for the first time.
Oh my gosh.
Apparently he thrived and he loved it.
Love that for him.
But Nicole was really freaked out. She was like, there is no social distancing. You don't wear your masks in the pool. Like the changing rooms are jam packed. And she was like, I honestly don't know if I'm going to take him back, even though he did really well. But it's so scary. And they're also coming from Ontario, where, like, I think, like, she had said, like, it was a hard adjustment going from, like, they went to Access Nova Scotia to get their new license plates. And they were like, yeah, it's just weird that there were people there. And, like, because they are coming from a place that was in lockdown since she had her baby, basically. And it's that still so in wild. Lockdown. So yep. Even though it's like really great for his, I'm sure his like development to see people and see things, it's like so sad that they have to adjust from that. That would be really difficult. Anyway, I was telling her, well, you know, the cases, all the cases that come out, they come out with data every time they're reported. So four cases, all connected to travel, all connected to known cases. Connected to travel, we're all self-isolating as required. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I was like, well, just like look at that data. And she was like, but what all it will take is one person in that pool and I could have COVID. And I was like, that's true, but you have to look at the data. And I understand her point too. But what are we going to do when the cases are zero and we're still like not going anywhere and doing anything because there could be COVID out there. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like it's hard to like fathom what we're going to do. I like totally felt her pain.
I know. I feel like I'm at the point now where obviously I'm still super careful about COVID, but I'm just almost getting fed up where it's like, it's been over a year. Like I just want to start living my life.
Yes.
Obviously I'm still going to wear a mask and like all that stuff. We but just it's have just to like, be I'm careful. Just getting tired.
Like I think, our bubbles are important. The people you spend the most time with, keep that bubble until like most people are vaccinated. I think we just have to be diligent. But I want to go to a concert. I want to, you know what I mean?
I was watching Kim Kardashian's story and she like must have been at like a club or something. And she showed like she was behind the DJ and there were people. It was packed, no masks. And I'm just like, man, the states are so fucked. Go look at it after this. Like, it's so crazy.
That's fucked up. Anyways,
I know. Okay, I want to keep going through my little list here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so now Kristen and I, like, I feel like when you own your own business, when it rains, it pours. Like, when you make a lot of money, you make a lot of money. But when you don't, you don't. And right now, Kristen and I are doing pretty good. And we're literally, like, it's so hard. I just want to go to Zara so bad and blow all my money.
I know.
I'm obviously not going to do that.
I sent Jane a text or maybe a snap the other day. And I'm like, now that I'm rich, all I want to do is online shop. rich. I get like, we'll get like $1,000 on the make. I'm like, okay, I'm rich now. What can I spend it on?
Yeah, but I'm actually proud of myself. So Nick and I bought a shed. So I put money towards that. I put a little bit of money, and I'm talking a little bit, not a lot, to pay off my taxes from last year. And yeah, that's it. Anyways, but I just want to go to Zara so bad. But I just know. I also feel like when you buy something, it's like super exciting in the moment. And then it gets old and you're like, eh, it's fine. Like the excitement wears off.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
that's what it's like for me anyways.
I was really proud of myself because this week I like put a little bit of money on my credit card and I put like, we got rent subsidy, which we just discovered last week. God bless. So I didn't know we were like eligible, but we are. I didn't even know it was a thing, I should say.
Yeah, so, I didn't either.
Anyways, it's like taxable. I paid off my
entire credit card and I was
nice. Yeah, I paid mine down to zero. Then I got Botox. Just like, okay.
Yeah. Whoops.
Okay, we need to talk about how you and I have the lowest credit limits ever. Mine's $1,000.
So is mine. I need that. I have an emergency credit card that's $7,000, but I don't use that unless I would be in a real fucking pickle.
Is that your, like, dad's or whatever?
Yeah, it's, like, under my dad's business, so that's why I have a bit of a better limit, but I would never use that unless I'm in an emergency.
So your personal is $1,000
in your and I do not want to up it ever.
No. So I was talking about this with Nicole, my cousin, who, like, they're pretty well off. Like, they have really great jobs and stuff. And she was like, yeah, my personal credit card is $1,500 because, like, I don't want to. She was like, we don't have any credit card debt. I don't want to go over that, like, $1,500.
Yes, good.
Because, like, I was thinking, like, now that I have my credit card to zero, I should up my limit. And then I was like, no, don't do it.
I know, so bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Next thing, and this is the last thing I want to talk about. Did you hear about Colton Underwood?
Yes.
Do you know who that is?
Yes.
So he was The Bachelor a couple years ago, and he just recently came out as gay, which is, like, great for him. But I feel like a lot of people are forgetting how he needed a restraining order against his girlfriend.
His girlfriend needed a restraining order against him.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, so actually, one of our friends and listeners, Cadence, shout out, they shared, like, a post to their Instagram story, and I'm just going to read it to you because I really, like, made sense to me.
Okay.
So tell me why Lil Nas X had to take it upon himself to single-handedly carve his path as a gay black man in the spotlight, all while doing it with humor and grace. And it's the man who stalked and harassed women as props on his journey that gets his hand held in a next Netflix original series.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Obviously, like, I'm so happy for him, like, living his truth and all that, but I'm like, he also did so many bad things. Like, yeah. Are we just going to forget about that?
It just goes back to the black man getting the shit end of the stick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, especially black transgender people, black gay men. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're just getting the shit end of the stick all the time. It's just really unfair.
I just have to praise my respect for Lil Nas X being like a black male gay rapper.
Yeah.
Like, all these men are, like, rapping about, like, fucking pussy and bitches and money, and, like,
he's rapping about unicorns.
Imagine just not being able to relate to, like, that. Yeah. That must have been really hard.
Yeah.
Anyways, and I just,
well, that's a thing where it's like music can transcend that. You know what I mean?
Like, I know. Did you watch his new music video?
Yes, I love it.
I love it so much. Okay, and that is all that is on my list.
I just wanted to, like, go back to the Colton Underwood thing.
Yep.
Yeah, it is really weird. Did you watch the, who interviewed him again?
Someone from, like, Good Morning America or something?
Yeah, what's her name again? Was it Gail?
I don't think so.
Hoda? No, it wasn't Hoda. I know. Anyway, the lady, Robin.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Robin interviewed him. And don't you kind of think that, like, okay, so Jane and I have journalism training, but don't you think as a journalist, it's your responsibility to, like, highlight that, to have a balanced story?
I know. I totally would have brought that up. But I bet he has had a publicist there, and, like, the only way he would give the exclusive to Good Morning America was that if they didn't talk about that or something along those lines, I bet.
But all the journalists who are doing their job correctly honestly should have been like, well, we have to talk about that. And he kind of, like, briefly touched on, like, oh, I did stuff that I wasn't proud of. It's like they should have said, and then go to a clip. I'm sorry, I'm just thinking about it in school, like, go to a clip in 2019 Colton put a tracker on his then girlfriend Cassie's car and blah blah blah, and she was granted a restraining order. I don't know, I just thought it was, like, yes, like, it is very praiseable that, like, this man was, like, on The Bachelor, and he's gonna do so much for a lot of gay men who are who are more masculine, who are dating women to just like try to figure it out. And I think that's great. But yeah, I just thought like the journalism in that was a little shit.
I know. It was, yeah, it was kind of like one-sided or whatever, but... But anyways, that's all the tea for today. Do you have anything?
You're going to go ghost hunt later?
Yeah, I'm going to go ghost hunting. I will let you know how it goes. I'm just going to be open, like, only good ghosts only, please.
Yeah, good ghosts only. So,
yeah, good vibes, good ghosts only. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening. This was a super fun episode for us to do. It was. I got, like, scared a little at times, but it was good overall.
I love how when I was telling the ghost story, you were like, Anna? Is that Anna? Like, who's that?
No, I know.
You were,
I was
like, on
I
the
know.
Ride with me.
I know. I was. It was crazy. Okay, well, if you guys liked this episode, please give us a 5-star review. Only 5 stars. No 4 stars, no 3 stars, no 2 stars, no 1 stars. Just message us and we'll try and be better. Follow us at Caffeine and Anxiety, and we will see you guys next Monday.
Okay, bye y'all.
Bye.